Well, hello, my friend. I'm glad that you called right now. I have a friend whom I love dearly who is confined to a wheelchair. In fact, he has no feeling from his neck down. And when I am with him, I want him to feel my touch. So if I'm praying for him, for an example, I put my hand on his neck because he can feel that. Maybe you've known people in that situation. An illness or whatever, an accident, left them, if not bedridden, at least at a great disadvantage. And the people that I know, in particular this gentleman, it's a great example of faith. I have visited other people in hospitals or in homes or in rest homes, and one thing that I have found, that all of these people, bar none, have to decide what tent they're going to live in, or what camp. But I like the word tent because it goes with content or discontent. I like that. I heard it a number of years ago. What tent are you living in, Neil? Content or discontent? Well, these people chose their tent. And another phrase I have used often regarding afflictions is that it makes a person either better or bitter. I think of that college student whose body was attacked by multiple sclerosis. He was a real inspiration on the campus. He would make his way across the grounds on crutches, and despite his problem, he always had a good spirit about him. And one day, somebody approached him about his limitations and his handicap, which was painful. And the report of the conversation was, "Oh, it's not that bad. You see, the disease, and listen to this, the disease has not touched my heart." Now that's the statement, huh? He was certainly a wise young guy. He obviously knew that there was a difference between an affected body and an affected heart. So, for you and for me right now, if there is in our life some kind of an affliction, and I don't mean physical, I mean a situation, not just an illness, but something's happening to you that's negative. It's something that you don't want to go through, but you're found yourself going through it. The best medicine is recorded in Proverbs 17:22, which reads, "A cheerful heart is good medicine." So, Jesus, I pray this person who's holding the receiver right now, if in fact going through a difficult situation, a painful situation, be it finances, be it marital, be it on the job, or whatever it might be, I just pray that you would bless them to have a heart that was right, and that you would let them know that you are the constant source of their strength amid the heartache, the pain, the discomfort, or even the frustration. You know their heart, and I pray they would have a cheerful heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm glad you called, my friend, and after the signal, if you'd like to talk to me, you may. Thank you again for calling. Goodbye.